So Lisa, tell me what you thought about the snorkeling today.
I thought it was very nice. We saw lots of colorful fish. I was hoping to see a shark or two, and we didn't, but
it's probably
nonetheless.
Probably best we didn't see a shark.
Well, there's nurse sharks here, and I was diving down to the bottom trying to find them.
Yes.
No, I did not see them.
You were showing off while diving down while snorkeling.
Well, I did get some compliments on
yes.
my snorkeling.
Yes, you did. Did you get multiple compliments?
No, that one guy.
Okay, so now you're exercising hyperbole.
Well, he said
several compliments.
He gave me several compliments.
Yes, I mean, and I told Lisa she needed to
my hat started
her head
to
from
get,
swelling.
Yes, my hat started to tighten
yes,
up.
Yes, it was difficult. What did you think about the catamaran?
Oh, I liked the catamaran. That was fun. It was
yeah.
a little rocky, but when you sit down, it really minimizes the rocking.
It was very cool to kind of look out at the water like we are now and see the immensity of God's creation.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
And to know that we're only just looking at a tiny portion of it right now.
Yes, yes.
You know, and we only see the surface, yet the waters are very, very deep.
And there's like so much sea life, like that little tiny plankton, like all these little different kinds of fish and coral.
Yeah, the coral, yeah.
Plant and sea life, it's pretty amazing.
I like watching the fish eat the coral.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Well, I'm Deacon Dave.
I'm Layperson Lisa.
Welcome to the Deacon Dave and Layperson Lisa show. Well, we're on to Psalm 76,
yes,
so we better get on to it. So
All
here
right.
you go, Lisa.
Thank you. For the leader, a psalm with stringed instruments, a song of Asaph. Renowned in Judah is God, whose name is great in Israel. On Salem is God's tent. His shelter is Zion. There with flashing arrows was shattered. Shield, sword, and weapons of war. Terrible and awesome are you. Stronger than the ancient mountains. Despoiled are the stout-hearted. They sank into sleep. The hands of all the men of valor have failed. At your roar, O God of Jacob, chariot and steed, lay still. You terrible are you. Who can stand before you and your great anger? From the heavens, you pronounce sentence. The earth was terrified and reduced to silence. When you arose, O God, for judgment to save the afflicted of the land, surely the wrath of man will give you thanks. The remnant of your furor will keep your feast. Make and keep vows to the Lord your God. May all around him bring gifts to the one to be feared, who checks the spirit of princes, who is fearful to the kings of earth. Whoa. What struck out at you, Dave?
What struck out at me?
Yeah.
Or stuck out? I'm not sure what you said.
Stuck out at you.
Well, let me tell you, I bet you can never guess what word
roared.
No, uh-oh. Sank.
Sank.
Yes, so sank, and then we're sitting here as the waves are coming up, right?
Roaring.
And they're roaring, and they're actually washing the sand out from underneath of our rear ends where we're
yes.
sitting on the beach.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. But
I had to scoot back when I was reading.
Yeah, I didn't scoot back,
then
so I'm sitting on the edge, but
yes.
I have a gap underneath me.
Yes.
And so, you know, it made me begin to think that often in life we feel like we're sinking, right?
Yes.
And it's because maybe our lives are not on a firm foundation.
Mm.
You know, maybe we have built it on
the sandy foundation.
Yeah, we hear a lot of this in scripture, right?
Yeah.
But sitting out here right now on this beach in Key West, Florida, with the waves coming up on us, you can see how easily, you know, like the scriptures come to life, how easily a foundation that is not built on something solid, right, can wash away.
Yes.
And the other thing I wanted to point out was, is so we have these palm trees out here, right?
Yes.
And over near where we're staying, you can see where the palm trees, where the sand has been washed away and the roots are exposed.
Okay.
Maybe 2 feet or more. But the palm trees are still standing up strong, which tells me their roots, and I'm not a palm tree expert.
Oh, are deep.
They're deep.
Okay.
Right? And there's many of them. And so I think part of us, you can look at this two ways. We can build ourselves on the firm foundation, which is Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah.
Or we can be rooted deeply in Jesus. Right?
Yeah.
So that we can weather the storms of life because we are rooted in Him.
Yes.
And I think so often we try to do things on our own.
Right.
And because we try to do that, when the rubber doesn't meet the road the way we want it to, then things can start to fall apart pretty quickly.
Right.
Any thoughts from you on sank?
Well, I think, you know, what the water beneath us is like washing away like the rocks out to sea. And that's what can happen to us when we don't have that firm foundation. So like when we, I guess the water is kind of like the world and what the world wants us to do. So if we're not careful, it can take us away out to sea, which I guess could be more worldly versus the foundation of Jesus.
You know, what you made me think of when you were saying that, Lisa, is the fact that we may have parts of our life that are built on Jesus, but then we may have other parts that aren't.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
And so as a result of that, those difficulties of life will begin to erode away the foundation that is not in Christ.
Yeah.
And then it brings instability to our entire life.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So I think the question for our listeners is, are there parts of your life where you aren't inviting Jesus in? Where you feel like you can do it on your own?
Yeah.
Because if there is, well, that is built on the rocks and the stone.
Right.
And it's not built on the cornerstone, who is Jesus.
Right.
And so I think both layperson Lisa and myself would encourage you to invite Jesus into those areas of your life where right now you're doing everything on your own.
Yes.
Any final words from you, Lisa?
Well, I'm just watching the sailboats out there, and you know, they're letting the wind be their like source of power, and that's what we need to do. We just need to let God be the one that we surrender to, so that He can guide us, like just like the wind is guiding the sail.
Yeah, allow Him to move the sails.
Yeah.
So we've used all kinds of imagery here, from palm trees to stone to roaring waters to sailboats. I think I'm exhausted. I'm Deacon Dave.
I'm Layperson Lisa.
See you next time.
Bye.